Blog Talk Radio.
KFODT, huh?
Ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, welcome to the Ron D. Global Internet Radio Program, ladies and gentlemen, with your wonderful host coming up, Mr. Ron D. and Sister Acacia coming up real fast, ladies and gentlemen, on the network. Hey, I want to give you that number out too as well, ladies and gentlemen, the number 347 and 843-4559. The call-in number is 347-843-4559 to be part of the program, the Ron D. and Acacia, ladies and gentlemen. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, you can catch and track Ron D on Instagram and Queen Acacia as well on Instagram, ladies and gentlemen. They'll tell you more about how to get in touch with them on the Instagram network, ladies and gentlemen. That's Instagram for Acacia and for Ron D. Hey, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring on your host, Ron D and Acacia. Welcome.
What's up, folks?
What's up, y'all? It's been a minute.
I'm here with my lovely host, Acacia. This your boy, Run D. And we got some news for y'all today. What you got to say, Acacia?
What do you mean? I already said what I needed to say.
But it's been a minute. You know,
I know. I said it's been a minute.
But anyway, we're going to get in some news about LaShawn McCoy. We're going to talk about Cardi B, baby. We're going to talk about this new Georgia law. And we're going to talk about this Shiggy challenge that everybody been doing.
Shout out to Drake for the challenge.
Exactly. So we about to go and hop up into it. All right. So first off, we're going to start off with your boy, LaShawn McCoy. If you don't know who LaShawn McCoy is, he's the star running back for Buffalo Bills. He got in an accident with his ex-girlfriend, Alicia Cordon. And basically, she was savagely beaten in a robbery. And they tried to blame it on him. Basically, so in the past, those two have been battling over who owns the house and jewelry. Basically, LaShawn McCoy, while they was going together, gave her a house to live in and some jewelry. And once they broke up, he wanted it back. So next thing you know, this incident happened, and they tried to blame him for it. And now she's going back on her word on it. So according to Bleacher Report, it says three separate occasions where LaShawn called the police and said that he was trying to get his jewelry back that he loaned to Cordon. And officer also found out that LaShawn McCoy said that he said she's going to make false accusations about the situation that happened. So he was already prepared about the situation. Now they went on social media, and LaShawn McCoy hurry up and went to social media and said that he was innocent, he didn't do anything. And now her friend's going out here talking about he abused his kid and his dog and just making up accusations about him. For some odd reason, it's not adding up. How you going to sit there and say this man did this and that, then try to renege on it? So that's how I feel about the situation. What do you feel about it?
I mean, sticky situation.
I mean,
that looked bad on his part, bad on her part. If she lying, then that really looks bad on her part. And she could have potentially ruined his career.
Really?
Because that's like...
That's kind of like a... They're going to try to make it seem like he set her up for abuse type thing.
Yeah.
And they probably might do him like they did Ray Rice, you know? So that's...
You kind of exiled from the league.
Yeah,
like,
so that's a serious situation. Like, you really messing with... If she is lying, she really messing with that man's life.
Yeah, right now, with his livelihood, like his family.
Because I'm pretty sure, I ain't going to say that's the only thing he knows is football, but he probably been doing it for a long period of time.
But, I mean, also, if he did do it, then he deserved to be in jail.
Yeah.
But we don't know.
We don't know. But nobody ain't been put in jail yet for the situation. Right now, it's a mystery, so we don't really know who's... Was it a regular robbery or was it a setup? It's a mystery in the air. Eventually, we're going to figure out what happened. It's going to hit the news regardless. All right, so next we're going to talk about the World Cup. Honestly.
The World Cup. You know, I'm not a big soccer person.
Me neither.
Per se. One, for me, that's just a lot of running. Like, that's a lot of running. I'm not with it. And I just, watching it, it's not enough action.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, it's a lot of flopping, though. I did see
but that. It's not enough action for me, like how an NBA game, well, they was getting kind of bad, too, with the flopping.
Yeah.
But it's not like football. I can even watch baseball, but, like, soccer, it's kind of hard for me to watch soccer.
Yeah.
I only saw the World Cup games while I was at work, if it was on the TV, like...
That's the same with me. Only time I seen the World Cup game was at work. You know, they have it on the TV. Everybody standing around TV watching it. I basically watched a couple games. I know I mostly watched the Mexico games because I was sleep going for them. But they got knocked out.
No soccer knowledge.
So, yeah, I don't have no soccer knowledge. I only know, like, a couple players because they be on the news all the time with the sports.
Wow.
But the French national team won the World Cup in Moscow on Sunday against Croatia. The score was 4-2 in the match. France was up 4-1, and they went on and took it home.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know that Croatia had a good soccer team, and then I was they're not known for soccer, and that, like you said, they were the underdog. But shout out to them, you know. For making it all the way to the championship game.
Shout out
to all the other teams, you know,
yep.
that made it to the World Cup. And
I didn't see USA make it, so I don't know what they did this shit, but I didn't
I
see them
know.
Out. But shout out to the other teams in the World Cup. You know.
And then, you know, shout out to the French national team for winning it all.
Right. All right, so we're going to talk about these NBA trades. NBA getting a little lopsided.
NBA is... Like I said, every time we talk about the NBA, I end up saying the same thing. The NBA is just turning into really a circus show.
It
like
really is.
They just letting them do whatever they want to do now. Like all these super stacked teams. Like eventually, I'm not even gonna want to watch an NBA game anymore.
It's kind of hard to, especially with these trades. First off, we're gonna say LeBron has went to the Lakers. Lance Stephenson to the Lakers.
And Rajon Rondo.
To the Lakers. So, it looks like Magic and his team don't scoop up some players. We shall see how LeBron do in L.A. To my opinion, I don't see them
making
the championship.
I don't know how him and
Lance Stephenson will get along?
Yeah, him and Lance
Stephenson. They're trying to do that thing. You know how Jordan was with Dennis Rodman? You know,
yeah,
they trying to do that, but I don't see that working out. But they might be a bad duo. You never know. You never know.
We'll see.
We'll see. But you know your boy Lonzo probably going to be on the bench.
Hey, he's going to be coming off the bench.
So
he's going to be sick, man.
LeBron's going to be mad this year because LeBron said he ain't having all that.
But LeBron wanted LeBron to come to L.A.
But he was talking trash about LeBron, too.
Hey.
Exactly. So we're going to see how this pan out. Anyway, the Warriors officially has an all-star starting five.
And
they picked up DeMarcus Cousins.
This is ridiculous. Your entire starting five
is all-star team.
All-star team.
All
it's been literally
an all-star,
all-star
team.
Like, that's not even fair.
It really ain't.
Some of these teams out here don't even have an all-star.
Really don't.
Some of these teams don't. Like
Brooklyn Nets. Atlanta Hawks.
The Hawks. What? None of these teams have all-stars. And then you got teams with five all-stars. But really, they got more than that because some of these bench players are
all-stars.
So it's really becoming real lopsided and just it's more – they're in it now more for the money than the pure show for fans, in my opinion.
Crazy part about it is nobody else didn't want DeMarcus Cousins.
Honestly.
DeMarcus Cousins signed for $5 million.
He worth more than that. He really cheated himself.
He didn't, but he had no other team to go to.
Right. So
he had to do what he had to do.
He just got to prove what he can do. He got to do numbers this season.
The trade that got everybody shook
happened last night.
With the Raptors and the Spurs, they traded Kawhi Leonard to the Raptors for DeMar DeRozan.
Now, first off, I'm still trying to understand how Kawhi turned down a $219 million contract.
Maybe he didn't want to be where he
You know, like, that's, like, guaranteed. Like, you coming off a season where you didn't even play, really.
Got injured, so
my point exactly. You got injured, and this team was still gonna offer you a max contract.
I mean, because that's the only star player they really have besides
build around him.
But hey, they made that trade, so now the Raptors got Kawhi Leonard, and the Spurs got DeRozan. So
DeRozan didn't even want to be traded. I don't know. I don't think this is really going to turn out well for the Raptors because, I mean, yeah, you picked up a star, but you picked up a star that doesn't want to play there.
Exactly.
So
let's see how
his production, I feel like his production is not.
And DeMar DeRozan didn't want to go to the Spurs because he felt like he was the Kobe of the team. He was the franchise player. And he said he felt like, you trade the franchise player away, kind of stuff is that. Like, he thought Toronto was home. But
he did.
Hey, like Isaiah Thomas said, hey, they'll turn their back on you. And DeMar DeRozan said the same thing. They'll turn your back on you. Hey, for the money.
I mean, like I told you, it's a business. Everything's about the money now, so.
Anyway. So that's enough about sports and stuff like that.
It's time for the entertainment world.
Time for the entertainment world. All right. So let's talk about Cardi B and Offset's baby. Last Wednesday, they had a baby. And Acacia going to tell y'all what the name is.
Excuse me if I butcher this name, but it is Culture Kiari Cephas?
Cephas.
And the spelling for that
is
K U L T U R E.
Culture with a K.
Culture with a K. Okay. Kiari, K I A R I. And then you said Cephas?
Cephas.
Now, Cephas is spelled C E P H U S.
And she was born on July 10th, 2018. And Twitter and Instagram and everything going crazy. Everybody want to see what the baby look like.
They do.
They just want to see if it look like Cardi or Offset. You don't
know. I just wish people would think more about these names when they name their kids because.
Good for the culture.
Like, her name could have been Kiari Culture.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Nice. Like. That would have been bet. Cool.
Then you got the people out there that make jokes talking about her name sound like a Harry Potter spell. That's cool.
Like, it's just.
It's just. I mean, most celebrities name their child different names anyway. Think about it, Blue Ivy, Northwest, Saint West.
They got me with Saint West.
Chicago. Come on now. Like, celebrities can do that because they already have money.
That is true. That is true. They already got money.
They don't have to go to a job interview and they be like, oh, what kind of name is that? Like, they already have the money. So, anyway, any name is a nice name. So, don't feel insecure about your name because I don't feel insecure about my name. I'm quick to say my name, Ron Darius. I have to go by Ron because, you know, some people act like they can't pronounce it even though it's easy. But
your name is okay. That.
But some people be butchering my name, call me Rodriguez. I'm like, where you see the G at?
Honestly, people butcher my name too, but it's okay. I just politely correct and exactly. You keep it pushing.
So, shout out to them for having a child.
Yep, congratulations.
That's awesome. And I feel like this child.
You know, we're not even going to get into that.
We got a good little kid. But anyway, for the 90 kids out there, Rugrats coming back.
Rugrats will be back.
Rugrats
I
will
love
be back.
Rugrats, not even gonna lie.
And they said the new series will have 26 episodes with all the original characters, Tommy, Chucky, Phil, Lil, Susie, and Angelica. And they said they also gonna have a movie come out, live action film in CGI characters. And they said they're gonna drop the movie in November 2020. So look out for that movie.
I'm gonna be in there.
I don't know. The
right
CGI? You know what CGI is? Kind of like a Pixar kind of movie.
I know, but wait.
Yeah. That's what kind of CGI. Yeah. Yeah. So, it's
okay, maybe not.
It's a maybe. I don't know. I got to see the commercial.
I need to see a preview.
I got to see the preview first before I actually go hop and go see it. But, hey, Rugrats coming back. So, you know.
It's lit.
Do it for the 90 babies. I hope they don't do like what they did to the Powerpuff Girls because a new series was.
That was terrible.
Cool.
Terrible.
But anyway, that's enough for the entertainment field. We're going to go about the real life situations. Texting and driving law went into effect on July 1st.
Across the whole state.
I hope y'all ain't got y'all phones in y'all hand while y'all driving because they out there. They already arrested. They arrested 200 people on the first day?
Now, they wrote 200 tickets, but they gave out, like, 700-something warnings. Like,
oh, my goodness.
Crazy. Like, just get a little hands-free thing. I know they ugly because I don't even like mine, but
get your Bluetooth
just get one or get a blue, or, like, you know, if you got a Bluetooth card and you good, just sit your phone in the cup holder. Like,
yeah.
That's easy.
But don't text and drive, folks, because they will be giving you a ticket.
Yes. They're also doing a sting right now with speeding tickets until the 22nd. So, y'all do the speed limit. You know, they out, they lurking, they really hiding.
And I seen something on the news where two officers are over here flipping a coin on whether they're going to give a person a speeding ticket. That's jacked up. So, be careful out there because you never know what's happening. It's the Roswell police. I've seen that in the news. So, don't be speeding. Keep your hands off your phones.
Yep.
And you'll be good. You don't want to have them run in with the law right now because they out here, they trying to get their points up.
Trying to get their quota.
So that's it for this laws. We're going to talk about these challenges in Instagram and social media.
Yeah.
First off, we got the Shiggy Challenge.
That's the name of the song is what? In My Feelings, right?
In My Feelings.
Yeah. It's on Drake's new album, Scorpion, you know.
Two double disc albums.
Yeah, it was a double album.
Side B was fire to me.
Same.
But In My Feelings, basically, is a song by Drake. Everybody singing the song,
honestly,
you love me.
It's honestly just like a catchy beat.
Yeah.
And
it had like a New Orleans style.
Honestly, but I saw an article where Drake, he credited Shiggy for making the, track go number one.
Yeah, so basically, Shiggy is a Insta fame person. Basically, his username is The Shiggy Show. He's a funny guy. He be doing different things.
Yeah.
He impersonates Stephen A. Smith. That junk be having me dying. He be dancing. Basically, it was in June. He played the song in the middle of traffic and started dancing, and it caught on where celebrities started doing it. Will Smith climbed on top of a bridge and started doing the dance with the drone going around him. Sierra, majority of celebrities.
Yeah, everybody's doing the Shiggy Challenge.
I haven't been yet.
No, we should do it.
We gonna post it.
We should do it and post it on Instagram.
But yeah, it's going viral. Everybody doing it from Kevin Hart. So it's whatever build numbers. There was a rumor out that Drake gave him money to do that, but Shiggy said he ain't received no money for that. Big shouts out for the trend and everybody go out there and do it. But another thing that happened on IG is the IG question.
Oh, yeah. It's like a...
Tell them what it is, because I ain't did it yet.
I did it, but it's like a sticker you can put on, like, your IG story.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just, like, type something, like, you know, ask me a question. But, I mean, everybody's just been doing it. Like, they're putting their own question in there, and then people are responding, and then whoever originally posted it, you know, they'll repost what it says, but it's anonymous to the public.
Right.
Like, you know who sent you that message, but if you post it, the rest of your followers don't know who sent it to you.
It kind
of
reminds me of the Ask FM thing.
Yeah, the Ask FM thing.
I remember that app.
Sarah Horror thing that they just did or whatever.
You know that Instagram be picking up different stuff and putting it on their page like it's new?
I know.
I ain't gonna speak on that, but you know.
Honestly, Instagram is the new Snapchat because nobody is really using Snapchat anymore.
Yep.
Everybody's using Instagram Live or the Instagram Snapchat thing.
But IG is coming out with something new all the time. So anyway, I'm gonna start posting questions on there. So look out for my questions and don't be reckless. Anyway, so we're going to get into the main topic today. The main subject is, what has life taught you that school never taught you? So Mr. Vaughn is going to play the recording, and in case you're going to tell y'all when what to call in on if y'all have any suggestions.
After the recording,
okay, so
you guys can call
what are
in.
The lessons that life teaches you that schools do not?
Transitioning from high school to college. Real life taught me the importance of adequate connections. Like, they teach you, you know, obviously we get taught to study hard, you know, face our books, get good grades, or whatever the case may be. But we aren't taught the importance of meeting the right people or, you know, finding the right people in the right avenues to help you get where you need to go. I found that out, you know. The hard way. You know, coming to college, you find out there are people who have resources when it comes to classes,
mm-hmm.
the right professors. You know, I came in with the mentality of, oh, I just got to study and I should be fine. And I found that I was doing that and I wasn't getting the same results that some of my peers were getting.
Right.
Come to find out, you know, they had test banks, they had, you
mm-hmm.
know, just they knew the right people
right.
and were able to get the right things. So to answer the question, I'll wrap up by saying connections.
All right, the question is, what can life teach you but school cannot?
I think that life teaches you survival, especially being people of color and everything that we've gone through, not only now in society, but before social media was even a thing. It's always how we can be better, how we can survive, how we can pretty much go against what the white man's stereotype has put on the perspective of black people and other people of color. So I definitely think survival is one of the main things that life teaches us.
One thing that school didn't teach me, but life did, basically anything that I can learn in the streets, loyalty, honesty, trustworthiness, things of that nature. Pretty much, when it comes to personal relationships, school, there's no class, there's no course you can take that tells you how to deal with a girlfriend, a boyfriend, a best friend, an enemy. You know, those are things that you just have to go through life to understand for what they are. Another one is money. School can teach you the basic math skills, however, it doesn't teach you how to deal with your money. You know, it doesn't. You have the finance classes, you have the accounting classes, but those are more so on bigger, how can I put this? Those are necessarily bigger scales of money. That's not necessarily telling you how to budget your money, you know, or how to feel that you're not going broke if your account hits a certain level, you know what I'm saying? But life teaches you that. Life teaches you that there's no rule book for it. School, there's a rule book for it. There's a yes or no, you know, there's an answer sheet. But in life, there is no answer sheet. There is no cheat code. There's none of that. You just got to roll with the punches, you know. You got to wake up every single day and say, what can I learn today that's new, that's fresh, you know, that I'm not going to get anywhere else. And that's what you get in life. In school, you kind of understand what you're going to learn next, you know. But life, shoot, tomorrow, anything is possible. So, yeah.
So, what is a lesson that life teaches you that schools do not?
So, a lesson that life has taught me is budgeting. So, what I mean by budgeting is, let's say, like, when you're in high school or even elementary school, whatever the case may be, but you don't think about saving your money. Once you get money, you literally want to spend it right then. nobody's ever there to tell you, at least not in school, nobody's there to tell you to be like, hey guys, so let's think about saving this money, because when you go to college, you have to pay back your loans. So learn how to budget correctly so that you have money to, you know, survive. But other than that, there's other things, but budgeting is probably the most important thing that I feel like I learned.
So what's a lesson that life teaches you that school does not?
School doesn't teach you anything about credit. For example, using credit is very important. Like when I was trying to get my apartment, they ran my credit. When I was trying to get my car, they ran my credit. And school doesn't teach you like how to build credit, how to use the credit, when to start getting interested in credit. So I realized credit is a major impact in your life, in your adult life, that school teaches you nothing about.
I think that life can teach you basically the friends, like who are really on your side and stuff like that. So like if you're going through like issues and stuff, life will teach you like who's really there for you. So like say you have an issue, and you, the people you think are your friends are just like, I ain't got time for that, you know what I mean?
Right.
And you know, the people who are really by your side, they won't leave, you know? Yeah.
All right. So y'all heard that recording.
Y'all want to call in and
voice
y'all
opinion?
Yeah, talk to us. The number is 347-843-4559. That's 347-843-4559. And you're going to press the star and one.
Right. All right, so life's done taught me a lot of things. The main thing I can get out of life that taught me is to get back up when you're down. You can't learn that in school. Basically, with professors, I ain't going to down no professor, but say if you fail a test or something, I learned from college, you can't go to the professor all the time like saying help me with a grade, because majority of the professors, some might help you, but there's some them professors that's out there that be like, nah, I'm not going to help you. So basically, you got to build yourself up. You basically got to pick yourself back up if you fail something, find somebody in your class you can talk to or network with to help you in the class. Because 9 times out of 10, like, life teach you how to network with people. That's how you build friends. That's how you get to the point where you want to be. That's one thing life don't taught me. What don't life don't taught you?
I probably would have to go along the lines of, you know, like the budget and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I really feel like it's a lot of things that school does not teach us that I believe they should teach us
right.
to a certain extent.
Right.
Like, especially in college, like, we're fresh out of high school, you know, like, you're on your own. You're away from your family. Like, you don't know anybody usually.
Yep.
It's just you. So I feel like instead of them making us take general education classes that mean nothing to what we want to do in life, have us take financial literacy classes or, you know. So I know some people that go to the doctor and don't know how to fill out the form.
Yeah, I know some people really don't even.
That, to me,
that's bad.
That's crazy to me. It's some people out here in college that don't even know their Social Security number.
Right.
Or don't know that they need to have their Social Security card, you know, in their apartment with them, or their birth certificate, or anything like that. Like, it's, I feel like, simple things. This, some college kids don't even know how to wash their own clothes. I'm not saying school should teach you how to do that, but honestly, I think school did used to teach you how to do that in home ec.
Yeah, they did. Well,
yeah, for me, like, I still don't know. Like, I know, like, what a 401k is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't really got
like,
the concept on that either.
I still don't have the concept on that. And, like, people, and I've seen, met people our age, like, building a 401k, like, what is that?
Right.
Like, I feel like school should teach us stuff like that, especially the budgeting. Like,
I wish school could teach us how, like, to buy stocks and stuff like
yes,
that.
Yes, like the trading, how to invest.
So,
I wish they would teach us how to invest. That's like.
And my dad told me about that. He like, he told me he'd be buying stocks and stuff like that. So like people, like more and more I talk to people, more people teach me more about life than I learned in school, because they be like, you might need to invest in stocks, you know.
Right.
Have something to fall back on, you know, when you get older, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. School also, like, with one of the interviewees said, you know, they don't teach you how to make connections.
Right.
You know, you get the book and you just go by the book.
Right.
Connections, it don't work like that.
It don't.
You gotta go out there and put the work in to get the connections, to keep the connections, and then to make the connections basically work for you.
Exactly.
Like, I've learned that you gotta have a connection. It's a major thing.
It's a major, major thing with connections. But like I was saying with the stocks and stuff like that, like, that's how a lot of people be making their money off stocks and having their money saved up off stocks. I know a kid that I went to high school with. He already had money because he was already invested in the stocks. His parents taught him about the stock market and stuff like that, what stocks to invest in, put a little money here, put a little money there. So he was already ahead of the game. So once he hit college, he was set. He could have paid for his college himself. So that's a lot of things that school don't teach us that, like, people around you can teach you. Mr. Vaughn, you got an opinion on this?
Yeah, that's a great topic and a great question, guys. I was just taking some notes while you was talking, Rondi and Acacia. One, you know, things that they don't do is teach today. It's a little different today in your generation because you have to have strategic thinking today. And they don't teach
right.
any of that. You know, just the general, not going to teach everything, of course, but at least give you some strategic thinking classes. And plus, also, too, why you need to know about certain things. The big one is, like you said, the money side of it, how to handle your money. How to handle the credit card. That's probably the biggest one right there.
it's
how money works.
A lot of people,
because
a lot of people been like getting credit cards and having bad credit.
Yeah,
yeah, they just use it up because they don't know.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
That's not free money.
Yeah, so they're really setting you guys up for failure in that area, and that's not good. You know, they should teach that. Of course, if the family doesn't teach it, you know, somebody else has to pick it up. And, you know, most people are not going to go look up how, you know, credit cards really work. You know, nobody's going to do that and have time to do that. So, yeah, strategic thinking and knowing why you have to do certain things, but definitely the money side, because, you know, if you don't have the money and your credit's all messed up, you know that's a big strain on somebody trying to get their degree and handle everything else they do. They may be working, they got a car, they got insurance, you know, all the good stuff.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm sorry they don't teach you guys more about these particular, you know, just the general areas of money, credit card, things that you got to have that could take you down or help you defer your dreams, which we don't want, you know. So what a great question, guys. So the key is now, we just got to share the information now with other people before they get to, you know, hopefully get to freshmen as early as possible as you can.
Right. Because I didn't even know what a credit score was until I seen the credit card.
Right. Yeah, man. You won't be able to get a house, won't be able to get an apartment.
You can't do nothing. You can't even get a cell phone, and a cell phone
nope.
is essential to life nowadays.
Right.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
My phone broke this past weekend, and I couldn't, like, it was like I was disconnected from the world for 2 days.
Yeah,
I feel like everything
exactly.
you do, the company say, let me run your credit score real quick.
Right, everybody runs your credit score.
Everybody runs your credit score. So I was like, if I ain't know about credit,
and see, I'm actually texting one of my friends, and my sorority sister, she just told me, she was like, her mom got her a credit card in high school,
mm-hmm.
but her mom paid the bill so that she would have great credit already.
Yeah, a lot of parents been doing it lately.
And
that's
not the first person I've heard whose parents got them a credit card in high school and then started paying it so they could already have good credit by the time they got to college. So, you know, you're in college now, you can get you an apartment. You can get a car if you need it.
Right. Absolutely.
Like, you're already, you know, set up kind of for success.
Yeah. You see, that common denominator was the family. See, the family is really supposed to do that teaching. But, you know, if you don't have that background or that family structure, it makes it hard. And the schools really can't take that on either, because you're going to probably have to pay for the class probably, you know, to get in there.
Exactly.
They're going to charge you. So, yeah, it's a challenge. But the key today is to network and share information like you're doing now with everybody that needs to hear it, and let them know why stuff works, you know, why you have to do it. You got to know, because it's going to determine your future. It really is. Back to you guys. Awesome show.
All right. Yeah, so like I said, those are things that Lifetone taught us, you know, that school didn't teach us. If anybody want to call in, they can. If not, we got to wrap up the show. Mr. Vaughn, you got any final words?
Hey, I tell you, you know, one thing, guys, I want everybody out there who's listening to Ron D and Keisha, also too, to text us, you know, give us a text, because we know sometimes people don't have time to call in, but you can text in your question to Ron D and Acacia as well, to them, Ron D's number there, or myself, so when we're on the show. So keep that in mind, ladies and gentlemen, to text us your questions early, if you know the topic, of course, or text us during the show, and we'll make sure we get that to Ron D and Acacia as well. So we know everybody's busy. But, you know, that phone is kind of the central of the whole world now. You know, everything's on the phone.
Yeah.
No, seriously. I was so disconnected. I didn't even know what to do with myself. I had to go to work. I go to work at 4:30 in the morning. So.
Wow.
Luckily, my roommate also works where I work. But I felt bad because.
Yeah.
I didn't have an alarm clock because my phone is my alarm clock, but my phone wouldn't even cut on. So she woke up just to wake me up for work. Like, I just felt so bad. It's crazy.
Wow.
I got a new phone. Okay.
That's great. That's great.
But cell phone does go a long way because, you know,
yeah.
I don't know what I'd do without mine.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, everything's on it. You can do a television network from there. You can do a radio program from your phone. You can, you know, dial anybody on the planet pretty much. In fact, we were talking to Australia on the network. You know, you can call Australia or Alaska and talk to people all from the phone, guys. You don't even need a computer technically anymore for some situations. So, yeah, that's powerful, guys. So, yeah, keep it moving. And like you said, keep that phone handy. Because it is the network to the world now, all around the world.
Right. Well, we're about to wrap the show up. I appreciate everybody that let me interview them for the show.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yeah,
thanks
was
to
good.
Everybody that's listening to the show tonight. We appreciate everybody. You know, spread the word.
Spread the word.
Spread the word. We live every first, third, Wednesday of the month.
Sure is. We just took a little delay because, you know, we had the holidays coming up.
Yeah, we had holidays, summertime, things of that nature.
But
first and third Wednesday.
We come back strong.
Yeah. Check us out on Instagram. Mine is queen_Acacia, Q-U-E-E-N _ C-A-C-I and 3 A's. That's Q-U-E-E-N _ C-A-C-triple-A. Ron D?
You almost forgot to.
I did almost forget it.
But mine is Ron D _MC, R-O-N-D-E-E _MC. And that's my Instagram name. We're going to post our show and everything in the bio. And we're going to post our stuff on Snapchat. Follow me on Snapchat, Ron D 0625. We can also message y'all on there. So we're going to keep y'all posted. If y'all have a topic that y'all want to put out there, let us know. We'll voice your topic out there.
Yeah,
ask
DM,
people about it.
DM us on Instagram. Y'all can follow me on Snapchat. It's Acacia, A-C-A-C-I-A, blue with 3 E's at the end.
And that's our show. Y'all be easy, and we out.
Y'all be easy.
Good night.
Good night.
All right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, you've just been listening to Ron D's Global Radio Network, ladies and gentlemen, with your host, Ron D and Acacia on the network. We thank you so much for joining us. We want you to share this out, ladies and gentlemen, to everybody you know, and get in touch with Ron D and Acacia on Instagram. And if you need some more details, give me a call at 404, text me 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233 about the show. We'll make sure Ron D and Acacia get the information as well. Hey, we thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next time on the Ron D Global Internet Radio Program. Good night now.
Receive an untagged version instantly. receive an untagged version instantly.